Well, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Fred, welcome to Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll. I got my cup of coffee here piping hot. I mean, you can see the steam coming from the coffee mug. I just love it. There's just something special about a good cup of coffee in the morning, I'll tell you. Well, I am so glad that you're here today. Thank you for allowing me to fellowship with you here on this fine Sunday, this ninth day of April 2017. A week from today, by the way, will be Easter Sunday. How about that? If you're not too familiar with Sunday worship, it's a program that does focus and center itself on Christ. Yeah, we focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement today. We magnify the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And today is no shortage of that, I'll tell you. We got some wonderful Christ-centered music on the way, including this one. Let's magnify and lift up the perfect and holy name of Jesus.
As morning dawns and evening fades, you inspire songs of praise that rise from earth to touch your heart and glorify your name. Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nations sing it loud. Nothing has the power to save but your name.
Jesus, in your name we pray. Come and fill our hearts to
is comfort in your name. There is joy in your name. Tender mercies in your name.
There is no other name. There is no other name.
Jesus. Let's sing out his name. Jesus.
I hope you're having yourself a wonderful Sunday. It's Joey Kroll here on Sunday Worship, and the American poet Robert Frost once said, "The reason worry kills more people than work is that more people worry than work." Now, I can't really verify that claim, but I'll go with this one. Worry is like a rocking chair. Both give you something to do, but neither lets you go anywhere. Isn't that so true? Now, believe it or not, I like to say the older I get, the less I worry. I still struggle with it from time to time, but it's a little bit less than years before because most things I worry about are out of my control. They're out of my control. Jesus was right. He says, worry adds nothing to my life, so why even bother? As for the things I can't control, I would rather work on fixing them instead of worrying about them. So as we prepare for a brand new week, friend, I encourage you to trust in the Lord.
I was lost in utter darkness.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
From wherever you've been, come brokenhearted, let rescue begin. Come find your mercy, O sinner, come kneel. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. So lay down your burden, lay down your shame. And all those who've strayed, come sit at the table, come taste the grace. There's rest for the weary, rest that endures. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't cure. Heaven can't heal. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal.
Tell you what, isn't it great to know that when we come to Jesus, we don't have to clean ourselves off before we come to Christ. No, we come to Christ to get ourselves cleaned off. And friend, I don't know where you are in that journey today, but I encourage you today to hand over your life to Jesus Christ. Have you bowed your knee to the Lord Jesus and confessed Him as Lord and Savior? Have you confessed your sins to Him and asked Him to forgive you of your sins? You know, the Bible says to believe on the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. You know, the good news is about the gospel that while we were still sinners, while we were powerless, while we can do nothing in our sinful state, The good news is that God did by sending his one and only Son to die for us, the death that we should have died. He carried the cross that we should have carried. And for all those who put their trust, put their faith in Christ, will be saved. And that is a promise straight from the Word of God. If you want to find out more about having a relationship with Christ, you can call 1-888-NEED-HIM. That's 1-888-NEED-HIM. Or you can visit chataboutjesus.com.
At the foot of the cross, where grace and suffering meet, you have shown me your love through the judgment you received.
Mercy, I lay every burden.
thank you so much for having your radio tuned to Sunday worship here on this fine Sunday, this ninth day of April 2017. My name is Joey Kroll. Next Sunday, by the way, will be Easter. Looking forward to that. And the late, great Adrian Rogers. I just love Pastor Adrian. He said, indeed, your scars may be your greatest ministry. Just as the scars of Jesus convinced Thomas, perhaps your scars will convince someone today.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a
Lord, just for you. Randy Rothwell, isn't that a pretty song? It's Sanctuary here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll here with you. I got my cup of coffee about to head out here in just a moment, but I'm joined here by my daughter. We're getting ready for church here in a little bit. And Hannah, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Now, how old are you now? Like 23, 24?
11.
You're just 11. Okay, sweet, sweet. Well, if you can help me out here, I know many friends who love to write to us, contact us. Maybe they can send in their gift of support. Now, what is our website address and how can people give online?
GreatNewsRadio.org and click donate.
Now, if somebody wants to write us a letter, what is our mailing address?
Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843.
Hey, high five. Yeah, good job. All right, Hannah, thank you so much. Hey, don't forget, coming up tomorrow, Mark Burns will help you get through your Monday at 7:32 a.m. for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Until next time, friends, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.